Good evening. This is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from the Young Israel Pasei Clifton, continuing our halachic insights into the Daf Shir, Daf HaShavua. Tonight's Shir is in Maseches Tanis Daf Lamed, and it focuses on the Isser Talmud Torah that relates to an Avel, as well as what relates to people on Tisha B'Av. Okay, so we're going to be starting with a Braisa on the bottom of Lamed, which is going to frame everything. We're going to translate the first part quickly, and we're going to move to the second part. Tana Rabban, taught in a Braisa. Kol mitzvos hanohegos ba'avel, all the halachos that relate to an avel, noagos b'tisha b'av, are also relevant on Tisha B'Av. Aser ba'achilu v'shasiyah, Tisha B'Av are aser ba'achilu v'shasiyah because of avelus. Not that an avel obviously is not aser to eat and drink for 7 days. That would be very, very difficult. But continuing on, besicha, with anointing oneself like an avel, ni'ilas sandal, wearing leather shoes, v'sash mishamita, and engaging in marital relations. The Braisa continues now to delineate the iser of Talmud Torah, which relates both to an avel and to Tisha B'Av. The Braisa continues, v'asar likros b'torah b'nevim u'chsuvim. He's not allowed to read psukim in Tanakh, in other words, Torah Shabbal Peh, u'lashonos b'mishnah b'talmud v'medrash of halachos u'v'agodos. And as well as to learn Mishnah, Gemara, Midrashim, Halachos, Agadas, what we would call Torah Shebal Peh. However, we do make an exception with Talmud Torah. Aval, Korehu b'makom sheino ragil likros, v'shone b'makom sheino ragil lishanos. He's able to learn Torah Shebichsav, Sfarim, which he's not familiar with, as well as shone b'makom sheino ragil lishanos. He's allowed to learn Mesechtos that he's not familiar with. The Kore, in addition, he's also allowed to read the Kinos v'Iyov v'Dvarim Haroyim Shabiyirmia. He's also allowed to read Eicha Iyov as well as some of the Nevuos of Puronios in Sefer Yirmia. The Tinokos shall base Rabban b'Telenbo, and children also do not learn Shenemar Mishum Shenemar. What's the reason for all this? Says Pekudei Hashem, Rambam Pekudei Hashem Misam Chilev. The laws or the teachings of Hashem, the commands of Hashem, are straight, and they cause joy to the heart. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Braisa says, Af ino kor b'makom she'ino ragil likros, ve'ino shel b'makom she'ino ragil lishanos. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees on the first point of the Tanakhama, and he says that there is no heter to learn things that you're not familiar with. We'll discuss that momentarily. Why there's a machlokas in that area. But aval korehu be'io v'kinos edvar maram shabiyirmiya v'tinoko shabeis rabban b'telimbo mishum shenemar pekudei Hashem mishur mesam chilev. So just first of all, let's get the first issue. The idea, as far as the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about learning new in Yanim, so Rashi tells us the reason why the Tanakhama would say that you're allowed to learn things that you never learned before is because it causes a certain amount of tzar. Right? The kevin delo yada yisli tzara. Rabbi Yehuda might counter and say, "Is that well? It's true that while there might be tzar in the beginning, but if you're not familiar with a particular sefer in Chumash or a particular sefer in Navi, and you go through it and you're able to read and understand it, that's going to cause you simcha. So therefore, it's counterintuitive, and it would lead to simcha, which is why there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama about learning something new. Except, let's take for a moment and stop for a second. According to both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim." The Tanakhama, there is a heter to learn Devarim to learn Devarim Raim. And the question is, why does this so? This doesn't really fit in with the other Yisurim. We don't say that, let's ask the question a little bit differently. We say that a person's allowed to eat things that are, it's allowed to learn things that are Devarim Raim. But, you know, usually when we create an Isser, the Isser goes all the way through. Meaning, we don't say like, you're not supposed to eat non-kosher food, but if you have something that doesn't taste well, that's going to be okay. No, when the Isser is created, the Isser is there. So the question is, why is there a certain kula? Why is there a kula that exists by Devarim HaRaim? So I know we can answer simply by saying that, because the whole issue is Pikudei Hashem Yishar Misam Chilev. Torah is going to make a person happy. So therefore, if you learn things that are implicitly not happy, that's not going to be the case. But the truth of the matter is, It's not true. When it says Pesukut Hashem Yishar Misam Chelev, all Torah has that effect. All that Torah is going to have that effect of Misam Chelev. So why is there that issue of allowing certain things on Tisha B'Av that are generally not allowed, that are generally that are not of a happy nature? So the answer is given in the Shirur Me'Agados Chazal, the Sefer, and explains the following. You know, there is a dual nature to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah accomplishes two things. Number one, when a person engages in Talmud Torah, there it stops him from doing a certain averos. Talmud Torah, we know, is megin. Talmud Torah protects. It protects a person. Protects a person's neshama. It brings a person closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's another product of Talmud Torah, which also brings simcha to a person. Not only simcha to the neshama, but an outward simcha to the person himself. So you see this nature over here, and you realize the following. Well, you might have an avel, who we don't want to be himself causing him simcha. Nonetheless, somebody who's an avel is in danger at some point of a spiritual decline. He has a yetzer hara just like everybody else. And taking away this particular hagana that he has, this particular protection, by saying the avel can't learn the chlal, that's not going to work. That's not going to be able to happen. So what do? We make an exception and we say the following. What type of Talmud Torah are we not allowed to learn? It's a Talmud Torah that's going to cause simcha. But if you happen to have a type of Talmud Torah that does not cause simcha, in other words, you learn some nevuos which are of a troubling nature, or you learn Eov, which deals with questions of suffering about people, so then again, you have accomplished both things. You have accomplished the fact that the Ovel is going to be protected from sinning. You're protected that the Ovel is able to achieve that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which he needs probably more than even some other people at this particular stage in his life, as well as you've stopped the cause for simcha. What's interesting, though, is that if you happen to look in the Shulchan Aruch in, there seems to be a stira in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Avelos and Hilchos Tisha B'Av. We're going to read both halachos, and I'm going to point out a particular word which, nuanced, will show that there might be a difference, and we hope to try to give an answer to rectify the situation. First, we're going to read the halacha in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. The halacha is in Simin Tov Kuf Nun Dalad, and I believe it's in Sif Aleph, and the halacha reads as follows. It says Tisha B'Av Aser Berechitza Sichani Lasa Sandal Tashra Shemita the Aser Likros Batora, and so on. And Neviim Muksuvim Lashanos Permishno Midrash Vigamar Vehechos Valgados Mishum Shemar Pekudei Hashem Misamchi Shar Misamchi Leiv. Skipping to the bottom, Aval Kori Hu BeIuv UBeDvarim Harayim Sheber Yirmiyah. So what is we saying? We're saying that you're not allowed to learn regular. However, you do learn this. You do learn from the bad sections. So it implies that there is a chiyuv to actually learn from the bad sections of the Torah. Yet, if you look in Hilchos Avelos tells us the following. In Halacha Aleph, it says, Avel kol shuvas yomim asher lekros b'Torah devi miksuvim mishne gemar v'alacha v'adados, and so on. And if you go down to Halacha Dalet, it says, Avel mutar lekros. It seems from the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Avelos that the Avel has an option, not that he does it. So which one is it? From Tisha B'Av, we see that the Avel should be reading from, or people should be reading from, the sad sections of Torah. From Hilchos Avelos, it seems that there is an option to do it. So if you look at it, it seems that right there, that there's a little bit of a contradiction. And the contradiction is, it means, how are we understanding this halacha of an avil being allowed to learn? Do we say it's something that an avil must do? That he's not allowed to learn the regular sections, but he doesn't have an actual pitur of Talmud Torah. Rather, he has a chiv of Talmud Torah in Devarim HaRaim. That's what the Mechaber seems to be saying in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. And yet when it comes to Hilchos Avelos, it seems to be saying the Avel is totally potter ligamri. However, if he wants to take an option to learn, then he should be learning from the sad things. So the question is, why is there a difference? And I thought that we can possibly give the following suggestion. And that has to do with the fact between the difference between Avelos Chadasha and Avelos Yishana. We know that there are two types of Avelos that could occur or that we commemorate. Unfortunately, if somebody suffers a personal tragedy, a loss of a parent, a loss of a relative, that's what we call Avelos Chadasha. That's something which happened right away. And that's something where the pain is stark and the pain is real. An Avelos Yishana is something which took place many, many years ago, a long time. For example, mourning over the Beis HaMikdash, over Tisha B'Av, that's what we would call an Avelos Yishana. So maybe we can give the following suggestion. When it comes to Avelos Chadasha, a person is already in a very difficult state. A person is expressing feelings of grief, and a person is going through a very rough time. Such a person is not going to be as tempted by the Yetzer Hara to sin and does not necessarily need the Torah to give that same type of protection that a regular person would do, is because he is in such a difficult personal state. So therefore, when it comes to Hilchos Avelos, we say that a person has the option, if he wants to learn. And if he's going to learn, he should learn from the sad sections of Torah, he should not learn from the happy sections. However, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, Avelos Yishana, unfortunately, we don't feel Tisha B'Av the same way that we feel other things. And that happens to be why, if you notice the Mishnayos, according to the Mishnah, the only Isser of eating meat and drinking wine during the 9 days is at the Sudam of Sekesh right before Tisha B'Av. We've gone and we've extended all the way through Rosh Chodesh Av, and one of the reasons is explained is because we need other things to motivate us and to inspire us to get to that feeling of Avelos. So clearly, while we are sad on Tisha B'Av, perhaps we're not as sad as we should be, or not sad enough that the Yetzer Hara is not going to come and try to entice people to sin. So therefore, we say that there is a chiyuv to learn. And once there's a chiyuv to learn, that's why immediately the Shulchan Aruch says that on Tisha B'Av, you must learn from these other inyanim. So just to summarize, the idea of learning Torah, why we have a split, is because Torah has two particular values. It protects a person from sinning, and on the other hand, it does cause simcha. So what we try to do is we try to find areas of Torah where we'll be able to stop the person from sinning, in order to give that certain type of protection, in addition to avoid the simcha. So we accomplish this by allowing people to learn areas of sad topics such as Iyov or Yirmiyahu and whatnot. By Tisha B'Av, the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch says, an Avel should be Korein, so we should all be Korein the sad topics. By Avelos, the Mechaber says, a person is allowed to. I wanted to suggest that possibly the difference between the two has to do with the difference between Avelos Chadash and Avelos Yishana, and because Avelos Yishana is not as strong, therefore, we institute and meet automatically a chiyuv of an obligation of learning Torah, albeit in a sad way, so that a person can get the proper perspective and observe Tisha B'Av in a way that will bring a kiyum of the next Gemara on the Amud, which says, "Kol Misabel v'Yerushalayim Zocher Ro'a B'Simchasa." Have a good evening.